It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring you the latest music and interviews from the fans who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll premiere a brand new track for Morningside Lane. Talk with Bobby Mahoney about his new single. Get funky with Sir Sherry and get to know Orbanon. They're rocking Roxy and Duke's Roadhouse in Dunlop on January 19th. But first, joining us in studio is Matt O'Ree. Matt O'Ree Band is rocking Pollock Theater at Monmouth University on Saturday, February 9th. Matt, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me again. Good to be here with you.
Hell yeah, man. Always a pleasure. And I love that you're playing my alma mater, Monmouth University. It's a great space. Pollock Theater, February 9th. What can people expect?
A great show. It's we might have some special guest surprises. We'll see how that pans out as we're getting closer to the show. But two of my siblings, my sister and my brother, both went to Monmouth College, and my sister introduced me to some people over there. And lo and behold, the president of Monmouth College saw me open for Government Mule at the old Trade Ones years ago, which was probably one of my favorite shows. Being a huge Warren Haynes fan, and I had met him that night for the first time, and we became friends. It was such a great show and such an honor to open for him. But it turns out that the president of Monmouth College, you know, was at that show. Long story short, you know, all these years later, he wanted to do something with me. So here we are. We're gonna rock the pants off of Monmouth College.
It's gonna be a great time. How could someone get tickets?
Straight at their box office. You can get it there. You can also get it from Ticketmaster. I think it is a little bit more expensive through Ticketmaster, so if you have the time to go to Monmouth College, you can save yourself a few dollars and go get it at their box office. But tickets are available. They have been available. They've been on sale for a while, and we're hoping to sell the place out.
Get them while you can. I think it's going to sell out. Now, you have your web series on YouTube, yeah. Mob on TV. Now, I know you're doing you've had a bunch of different cool things going on there, including your Geartorial series. How's that going?
That's going great. You know, I'm into my third season, and what the Geartorial series is about is demonstrating different types of equipment. So it's really kind of a niche thing for guitar players, but there's a lot of interesting information that I put in all these episodes, even for the non-musician, of, hey, wow, that's cool. How did so-and-so get that sound on that record? You know, so I'm really trying to reach out beyond even my equipment collection, and I'm now borrowing equipment from other people and taking suggestions of, hey, if you want to hear me, you know, demonstrate a piece of equipment, you know, happy to do it. You know, send it along, and I'll make sure it happens. I'm also thinking about, since I don't know when the next MOB anniversary is coming up, but I also want to do a series of videos on the history of the band, since it's been so many years. I started the band in 1994, and there's been so many members in the band, I just thought it'd be a fun thing to do and maybe visit some of the places that I used to play that probably aren't even there anymore, like Jason's here down the street. That was an old blues club I used to play at years ago. But it should be a fun little video series of the history of the band.
That's so cool. 2019, marking the 25th anniversary of Matt O'Ree Band.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if somebody, I want to backtrack real fast. If somebody has like a cool instrument and they want you to play it, how could someone get a hold of you?
They can reach me right from my website. My email is info@mattoree.com. But you can just go right to my website, and all the information is there. My website is mattoreeband.com.
And I know that you actually you teach guitar lessons.
I do.
Are you taking on more students now, or what's going on?
I am. Yeah, you know, I've been teaching for a long time, over 25 years, and it's another passion of mine is, you know, help students, and it's been a great career for me too, because it's a flexible schedule where if I have to go on tour, I have to go play, I can easily move my schedule. But I'm always accepting new students if people are around. Yeah, same thing, same email, info@mattoree.com. And I'll do the best I can to get you on the schedule.
Of course, your Brotherhood album's out now. I think we're getting a lot of mileage out of this, because it's full of gems. And if someone wants to get a copy of Brotherhood, how can they do so?
They can get that straight from iTunes. It's on Spotify. You can get a physical copy off my website, mattoreeband.com. Of course, you can get a physical copy at the shows, too. And unfortunately, with the decline of people buying physical copies, but it's still something that I like to sell and promote, because we get a chance to sign it for you, and of course the liner notes and all the other things that we all enjoy about a physical copy. But You know, and it still sounds better to me. So I suggest getting a physical copy, but it is on all the other mediums.
Can't beat having the actual album in your hand because you find that one track that no one else knows.
Yes, yep.
And that's why I always think it's important to buy an album.
Sure.
And it's a great album, and we're about to rock a song, you know, the one that the recorded version you did with Bruce Springsteen.
Yep.
And I can't wait to hear the acoustic version of Black Boots.
Awesome. Well, here we go.
Matt O'Ree. Don't miss Matt O'Ree Band at Pollock Theater at Monmouth University, February 9th. Matt, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And here we go. Matt O'Ree performing live in the WRAT studio. It's Black Boots on Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
I'm not a superstitious man, no. Curse on them, yo. Sometimes I think that they're just chasing me. Don't believe in conspiracies, but seems like they got it out for us. Coincidence is a little too much to believe. Black boots, cold gin, fear the trouble.
Featuring Aaron, performing Black Boots live in the WRAT studio on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That track's off the Brotherhood album. You can score it now at MattO'ReeBand.com. And don't miss Matt O'Ree Band at Monmouth University's Pollock Theater on February 9th. Tickets are available now at monmouth.edu/MCA. Right now, let's premiere a brand new track for Morningside Lane that's just in time for 2019. It's called New Year's Resolutions, and it's up right now on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. New Year's Resolutions on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Get that tune now at morningsidelanenj.bandcamp.com. And don't miss them at the Asbury Park Brewery on Groundhog Day, February 2nd. Joining us over the phone is Bobby Mahoney. Don't miss Bobby Mahoney and the 7th Sun at Langosta Lounge on January 17th. Then over at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, January 18th for the Light of Day Winterfest. Also rocking a Light of Day after party, an acoustic after party at the Asbury Hotel around midnight that night. Bobby, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Tom. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Good, bro. It's always a pleasure. You've got a
Likewise. Busy
weekend coming up. First of all, tell us about the Langosta Lounge show.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. That's in conjunction with Zach Sandler and Monmouth University and Light of Day. But we're playing a set backing Ricky Bird, the original guitar player in Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. He played with Joan for 30 years, and so we're backing him up. He played on all the hits and everything, so we're backing him up. We have some guest singers that are going to be stopping by. It's going to be a lot of fun. Vinny Lopez is playing a set as well.
It's going to be a great night. That's the 17th. And the very next day, you got a very busy day for Light Up Day Winterfest on the 18th over at the Stone Pony. Tell us about that.
We have the Asbury Angels show. We're playing at like 7:30. We're kicking off. We're not kicking off the night, but we're playing pretty early at the Pony, playing along with the Weaklings and the Ventures, which is like that classic surf rock band, playing with Billy Walton and Mike Rocket and a bunch of other great artists are on that bill. And then after that show, later on at the Asbury Hotel in the lobby, I'm hosting an acoustic after party. This is my third annual one. We got some great local artists and not so local artists going to come play some music. Light of Day has a great international crowd. So we've had people from Italy play in the past. This year we have my good friend Evan Rotella, who's a young Canadian songwriter, is going to play some songs. And then Connor Bracken from Connor Bracken and the Mother Leeds Band, and Deglan Howlett from Van Saters, and a bunch of other cool artists are going to come play some tunes. And Fern from the Burns as well. So it's going to be a fun night.
How could someone get, for any of these shows, how could someone get tickets?
The Asbury Hotel is free. And then the Stone Pony can get the tickets either through the Stone Pony box office or the Light of Day Foundation website. And then the Langosta show is also free. But for more information on all this, I'd say probably the Light of Day Foundation website and or the Facebook events would probably be the best place to get info.
Cool. We have links to that up on the Jersey Rock page at WRHC.com. You got a brand new track out. It's on the Telegraph Hill Records Volume 1. First of all, where can someone get a hold of this compilation? I know they gave it out over at the Wonder Bar back in December. Is there a way that somebody can get their hands on it who's listening to this tonight?
Primarily, it's a Spotify playlist, and that was the main format it came out as. And that's kind of, we're all trying to push our streaming, so that's kind of that was the goal behind it. So Spotify is the best place to check it out. Also SoundCloud, and then I believe at some point we're going to be taking pre-orders for physical as well. Could be CDs and maybe even vinyl. We'll have to see what's going on with that. But yeah, so we have this song "Should Have Called You Up" last night. It's on our song on the compilation. It's a great artist on the whole thing.
This tune's it's got a different sound than what I've come accustomed to hearing from you guys. Tell us about "Should Have Called You Up" last night.
I started writing it, you know, earlier last year, and then we started co-writing and with Derek Cruz from Jesse Malin's band, and he came in and produced the track, and we recorded it with Joe Pomacaro from Telegraph Hill, and you know, so that's been great. And you know, Joe's a great friend of mine from William Patterson, so we go way back, so we had great chemistry, and it was just it was a great time in the studio. So we kind of wanted to sort of like Tom Petty 80s vibe, while as well as still being like a rock song, and it builds up, and I think it has that sort of like the Seventh Son vibe that we've kind of, you know, sort of cultivated over the last couple of years. I think it's still there while also being a bit more of a mature sound for us.
It's a great change of pace, but you're right. It does maintain the sound you guys have cultivated, but it's everything you mentioned is there. I love it. I think it's great. And, you know,
thank you.
We're going to rock it right now. Bobby Mahoney, don't miss Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son. You have no excuse not to see them this weekend. Three opportunities, the 17th over at Langosta Lounge in Asbury Park, the 18th, the Stone Pony for the Light of Day Winterfest, then the acoustic after party at the Asbury Hotel at midnight. Bobby, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you always.
Hell yeah, bro. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son. We should have called you up last night on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Are you worried about the weather? Are you worried about your dreams? Are you worried about the picture and what it could mean? I've been worried about you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, this is Sir Sherry from, you guessed it, Sir Sherry. And you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
It's awful hot in here. My ears are burning red. It looks like you're doing just fine. Must have been something I said.
Yeah, basil.
Sherry with Sympathetic Response on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off the band's EP, The Hype. You can score it now at SirSherry.com. And don't miss them at the Nottingham Tavern in Hamilton on January 18th. Joining us over the phone is Tony Bro of Orbinaut. Catch them at Roxy and Duke's Roadhouse in Dunedin on Saturday, January 19th. They're also doing Dingbats up in Clifton on March 3rd. Tony, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to have you on, man. I've got your Metamorphosis album here in studio. Tell us, what went into producing that?
It actually took like 3 years. We had the last album, Without a Trace, and this one was already in the process before the last album came out. So this has been going on for quite some time. It's been a wild ride, really. Some songs on the album were written before the, like, right after the first album. So it's been going on for a long time, and it's just really awesome to finally see it come to light. And yeah, it took a while.
How could someone get a copy of the album?
Oh, we're everywhere. You could, if you want a physical copy, you could get it at orbinaut.com or just come to one of our shows. We're on Amazon. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're on any kind of thing that any all digital media outlets. We're everywhere. If you download it, stream it, we're there. We're anywhere.
And you guys are rocking Roxy and Duke's Roadhouse in Dunedin this Saturday night, January 19th. Mm-hmm. What can people expect?
Oh, they're going to expect a headlining show. They're going to expect at least a 45-minute set. The entire set we have planned is everything off the new album plus maybe a little bit extra. So whatever they're going to expect is an amazing time, a night full of metal, and they're just going to leave very satisfied and happy. It's like they're not going to be disappointed.
How could someone get tickets?
Actually, tickets are all at the door. This is one show we do not have to sell tickets for, which is amazing, and I'm very stoked about it. So just come to the door, say you're there for Orbinaut, and just come on in, pay $10, and you're good to go for a night of awesome, awesome music.
And what's the best way for someone to stay on top of everything that Orbinaut is up to?
Social media. We're on Facebook. Facebook.com/Orbinaut. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, which sometimes we use. We're on Orbinaut.com. I try to update the website as much as possible. We're on YouTube. Like, any kind of social media you can think of, more than likely 99% chance we're on it. And we do our best trying to keep up everybody with as much information as possible. So that way we're not, like, out of the loop. We're not leaving them out of the loop. And everybody gets it. Oh, okay, that's what they're going on. That's what's going on. That's awesome. So any kind of social media you're on, we're on it.
The track we're doing is Rusted Chains. Tell us about this song.
This song, ironically, this was the last song that was completed for the album. The album has 14 tracks in total. This track itself has Michael Pond of Symphony X and Ross the Boss featured on bass. So this one actually is really special to us. And also has Travis Beck, a good friend of ours, on doing some special lead guitar work as well as a guest. But this song is just something that has all the intricate melodies. It's a song that really took a while for us to really settle down on lyrics and like vocal lines and just. All in all, we took this song into special care, and when it was all done, it was one of our favorite tracks altogether. We're like, you know what? This is going to be the opening track of the album, because that's how much we love it.
Tony Bro of Orbinaut. Don't miss them at Roxy and Duke's Roadhouse in Dunedin this Saturday, January 19th. Beyond that, they're doing Dingbats in Clifton on March 3rd. Tony, thank you so much for calling into the show.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Happy to have you on here. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Orbinaut with Rusted Chains on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Orbinaut with Rusted Chains on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Metamorphosis album. It's available now at Orbinaut.com. You can catch Orbinaut at Roxy and Duke's Roadhouse in Dunnellan on January 19th. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Weekly Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat at WRAT.com to have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.